The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello there, and today I'm going to be going over the much anticipated monkey news for 2025. And by the way, you can stop messaging me about it now. At least twice a week I get a message like, when are you doing monkey news? When are you doing monkey news? Nice gestures you're doing there, Harry. And now I'm doing it, all right? I said I'd do it at Christmas, and here you are, my gift to you. I'm going through all of the year's monkey news sequentially, starting from January to November, because we're pre-recording this at the end of November, so I can't do December's monkey news because I don't have my monkey news crystal ball, but I will roll that into next year's, I'm sure.
The great heartbreak about monkey news, of course, is that it can only be a Christmas treat.
That's
true. It
can't
be all year because we don't want to spoil you with monkey news.
And also, monkeys aren't that industrious. It takes a whole year to accrue enough news for one segment.
Monkeys are comparable with Ents from Lords of the Rings in that way. They take their time to do things.
Yeah, that's the reason we've never been able to figure out their language, is that they just take a really long time. But anyway, there is a bit of a running theme. Last year's Monkey News was a little bit whimsical and fun. This one is a story of a war between monkeys and people, starting in January of this year.
Man versus monkey.
I know. Who's your bets on? So
monkey, honestly.
Pet monkey jumps through drive-thru window and attacks Starbucks worker in Mobile, Alabama, or Mobile. I don't know how you would say it there, but I would say Mobile. And it is an Aotus
monkey. Pronounced it Alabama as well.
I know, I'm English.
Alabama. Please, editor, insert picture of Barack Obama with a big red arrow pointing at him.
It is my right as an Englishman to pronounce it that way.
I respect it.
So it was an Aotus monkey jumped through a Starbucks drive-thru window and attacked a barista, biting and scratching her. And apparently a co-worker pulled the monkey off and the police responded, but no charges were filed as the monkey was able to escape with its pet human. And as a word of warning, the box isn't working.
Even on Christmas.
This is what the monkey looks like. This is a small monkey, still at large. If you see this monkey, call the authorities.
He's been out for a year.
Yeah, I know. He's been on the run for a long
time.
This
is what this little guy looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't turn him in.
No. Look at those eyes.
Look at him. He's such a little sweetheart.
I know.
I don't believe it. This was a stitch job. He's been set up.
Well, it's not all bad news, because the world in March noticed the world's first human running monkey. Do you know what that means?
Running on its hind legs.
Well, I'm sorry for this being on TikTok, but it's the best video I could find. I actually spent 45 minutes looking for the best
video. Is this going to be running like, oh my god. Got closer to the camera. It's like he realized. Like, stay in character. I'm just a monkey.
So, the story behind this monkey is actually a little bit sad, in that it was born with both of its arms missing, I think, or it lost them.
Oh, alright. And that's why it runs all right.
But it does run like a Japanese anime character.
No, that would be hunched over with both arms stretched behind its back.
Doesn't have any arms, Harry.
Exactly.
Not very sensitive to the monkey. But you get the idea.
It looks like he's running away from these cameramen. He's being chased.
They're all chased. He wasn't actually able to run like this until the cameras were out, and then he was running away. That's how he developed it. But it's a nice wholesome story of how a monkey has adapted, and now people take care of the monkey because it's become a big internet phenomenon.
Ah, good.
So it's a feel-good story. And from feel-good to feel-bad, of course, the box still isn't working. I should have learnt from the last time. The most Scottish monkey in the world, stressed monkey with marshmallow addiction rescued from bird cage. And this was somewhere in Scotland, I believe. So shame on you, Scottish person that did this.
I was going to say, what a bizarre series of words put in front of one another until you mentioned that it was in Scotland, at which case it all makes sense.
Actually, that monkey was probably eating a healthier diet than any Scot in at least a mile radius.
At least the marshmallows weren't deep fried.
That's true. That's the most healthy thing they could find. So some leeway should be given to the people of Scotland. All of you, apparently, collectively blamed for this.
Josh is Scottish, you can say this.
Half Scottish. I can only half say it. So apparently Monkey Rights Campaign has pointed to the case of Steve, the name of the monkey, a four-year-old marmoset, as an example of why laws in the UK should be tightened around monkeys. And I think that probably keeping them in a birdcage, stressing them out and feeding them marshmallows is not the best thing for them. I don't think that's a particularly good simulation of their natural environment, to be honest. And the worst of all, they have to live in Scotland in the cold, which is probably not good for a monkey. They're not used to it. And how about something a little bit weirder?
Stop trying the box.
I can't.
I can see you doing it.
It's so habitual. I've been here so long. So I'm just going to play this. I'm not going to give it any explanation. You figure it out.
On an island off the coast of Panama, in an unusual population of capuchin monkeys, the only one of their kind to use stone tools, we made a really surprising observation. Immature male monkeys were stealing and carrying infants of a different species on their backs, sometimes for days at a time. Why they do this is totally unclear. What we have been able to document is that this strange behavior, which started with a single animal and is now spread throughout the entire population, seems to have no clear benefit. As far as we can tell, it's a fad. The tradition is clearly...
Okay, I think that's enough. But I find it interesting here that they finally found the sort of Madonna of monkeys.
So the monkeys in the same are like carrying other species infants on their backs, kind of in the same way that Paris Hilton would carry around that tiny dog in her bag.
A little bit, yeah.
It's a fashion accessory.
So
perhaps we're not so different after all.
Mm-hmm. So apparently capuchins and howler monkeys cohabit mostly without issue because their diets don't conflict and therefore they don't have to compete with one another. And so it isn't like a, we hate these monkeys, you know, we're taking something out on them. And what's really weird is that it started off with a young male and spread to the other young males before spreading to the whole group, which is weird, sort of Dave Rubin monkeys.
Yeah, it's the young men.
Bit weird, isn't it?
Mm.
But yeah, it's also the young men in which tool use originated. So it could be, as some of the researchers have speculated, and this is some top edge, you know, cutting edge science, that the monkeys are bored and they're just doing things to amuse themselves. But
yeah.
Apparently, in the span of 15 months, 11 infant howler monkeys were carried by juvenile or subadult male capuchin monkeys for periods of up to 9 days. And the reason it's periods of up to 9 days is because they don't have breasts to feed them, and therefore the monkeys slowly die. And when they stop being able to grip because they're so weak, the monkeys carry them for a bit in their arms, and when they stop being able to carry them, they leave them for dead.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
But that was depressing. I was like, this woman's here, like, oh, this is such an exciting and interesting development. I can't wait to find, oh, they just killed him.
Monkey Planned Parenthood, yeah.
They just...
But anyway, something a bit more interesting and a little bit more lighthearted. In Hong Kong, I believe, there was a banner saying, don't feed the monkeys, otherwise you will face this 5,000 something currency fine. And you can notice here in the picture, the monkey is tearing the part with the fine on.
Are the monkeys learning?
Apparently so. So this happened on the 16th of June, and it is targeting a sign that's saying fixed penalty, 5,000, says dollars here, that's obviously not right, leaving the fine amount conspicuously torn away. And people were speculating that this suggests monkey intelligence, but knowing what monkeys are like, this was probably just a coincidence.
This was probably just monkey vandalism.
Monkeying around, some might say. So another thing that I found interesting that isn't depressing, thankfully, is some parallels between long-tailed macaques and human beings. Basically, they showed lots of videos to these macaques and tried to follow what they paid most attention to. And they paid most attention to videos of aggression, which makes sense. You sort of want to pay attention to that, don't you? I mean, human beings are much the same. You know, I've seen Stelios look at many fight videos in the office.
Stelios is always on the lookout for potential threats. It only makes sense. Being next door to a turkey and all.
That is true. And they preferred watching known group members over strangers, so monkeys have in-group preference.
Racist monkeys confirmed.
Mm-hmm. And low-ranking, less aggressive monkeys watch more closely than dominant individuals. And so the moral of the story is, if you're a dominant male, don't watch television. That's what I got from this.
Just don't watch television at all, really.
My favourite thing of all about this isn't the findings itself. I tried the box again.
The most interesting at all is, no matter how many times we shock Josh, his behaviour never changes. He's a man incapable of learning.
Hassan Piker's dog. Is this picture of the monkeys sat around a laptop. And I'm pretty sure this is actually what they did.
Me and the boys watching cat videos on YouTube at 3 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
And from...
This was literally university.
Yes, it was. Just all around a narrow screen, huddling. Well, maybe not that.
Yeah, we were doing this instead of coursework.
So, from lighthearted to a bit more serious, there has been a monkey crime ring exposed in Bali.
Josh, you're really testing my ability to hold my tongue with some of these headlines.
Remember which country you're in, Harry.
Keir Starmer will show up personally at my house if I say anything that I want to. So, okay, I'll hold my tongue.
So... long-tailed macaques have taken over this temple here and are using it as a base to run shakedowns on tourists. So they steal a possession, then require you to barter its value in bananas, mango, or some other fruit for the object's return. And researchers have found that the monkeys can distinguish between objects that we highly value, like smartphones, prescription glasses, and wallets, and those that we don't, like hats, flip-flops, and hair clips, and will barter accordingly to how we value it, which...
It's quite clever.
It is quite clever.
It's very clever, in fact.
And this is from the University of Lethbridge, a team that spent years filming the monkeys. I wonder how many times they got shaken down while they were filming the monkeys.
That's how they learned the bartering system.
Just monkeys bullying a bunch of academics.
Bunch of nerds.
Monkeys are the top of the social hierarchy.
Life finds a way.
Mm-hmm. But what this demonstrates is that these monkeys were able to make clear economic decisions. And, you know, they have economic decision-making, which is more than can be said for many human beings.
They immediately established a bartering system using various means of exchange and exchange currencies. Mm-hmm. Austrian economists are, like, high-fiving themselves right now.
Marxists on suicide watch when monkeys invent capitalism. But in the worst and the most exploitative way possible, to be fair.
So maybe Marxists vindicated?
Perhaps. I'm not doing it again. I'm turning it away. So from bad to worse, another criminal was this. This got lots of news reports in Japan. A one-armed monkey terrorizing Japan. Apparently, it was randomly appearing around Tokyo, vandalized buildings, attacks the locals and tourists, and escapes before getting caught. And apparently he's been doing it across 10 months and across 3 different prefectures.
This is an anime plot line.
It genuinely
is. This monkey is actually searching for vengeance to find the person that took its arm from him.
I hope it'll get a bionic arm and then have its redemption at the end.
Obviously, that's the only way that this can go. And then it'll turn out that he's going to have to defeat some demonic god in some form or another.
Mm-hmm. And there is also some more monkey mischief, and the best kind of monkey mischief, that of Indian monkey mischief, which is always some of my favourite. And this is fantastic. I'm going to read this in its original broken English because it's hilarious. So it says, locals in UP's Araya witnessed an unexpected money rain after a monkey flung currency notes it stole from a man at some office in some place. And the monkey's actions caused the owner, Rohitash Chandra, to lose 28,000 rupees. So that's probably about 15 pence. I don't know. I don't know the exchange rate. After people present at the scene scrambled for cash, the primate took cash from inside a bag kept in his motorcycle boot and started tossing it. The bag contained 80,000 rupees, but only 52,000 was recovered. Which is kind of hilarious that the monkey just went on a tree and was just like, there you go, Indians. Commit theft for me, for my own entertainment. I've actually seen videos of this. This isn't...
This was actually a very charitable monkey.
It was.
The monkey sees the caste system in India and determines that it's a series of... It's a system of oppression that can't go on and decided to spread the wealth.
Mm-hmm. Monkeys, of course, not a fan of human hierarchy because they want to be the top.
Obviously. We're all equal under the monkey.
Mm-hmm. And there are some violent reprisals. This happened in August. Of a man died after being attacked by 20 monkeys. Apparently, he was collecting fodder for his livestock, and he just got jumped by a bunch of monkeys when he was minding his own business. Didn't expect it, and in an unprovoked attack, all of these monkeys just attacked him for no reason, presumably for being a human.
Yeah, the truth of the matter is monkeys are quite dangerous.
They are, yes.
The first major monkey news story I ever heard was from my friend in secondary school who told me that when his dad was younger, he'd gone on a trip to Thailand or somewhere in that area where you naturally find monkeys and decided to take mushrooms while he was climbing up a mountain.
And uh-oh.
Who then, I don't know how, somehow while on his trip managed to antagonize the local monkeys that were on the mountain path up and ended up getting chased down the mountain by a large gang of angry monkeys.
Or at least that's what he thought he saw.
So immediately, so my first major monkey lesson, because that's what we're here for at Monkey News, is to impart on you monkey wisdom mm-hmm. and monkey lessons for your monkey future, was that don't mess with monkeys.
Yeah, man and monkey cannot coexist, some might say. So here's a very good example. This was from 2018, just to show how dangerous these monkeys are. A man was stoned to death by monkeys, which sounds actually really quite brutal.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Merry Christmas.
He was 72 years old as well.
Yeah, they're targeting an old man, these horrible monkeys. But yeah, apparently they're throwing stones at him. Which is a bit unfortunate, but I'm going to pivot to something a bit more lighthearted because I don't want to dwell on Indians getting stoned to death by monkeys. But what I can do is show you this. So this is in a North Carolina zoo called Zootastic Park, which, you know, well done for naming that. I wonder how long that took you. But this is...
Pun.
I know.
Zootastic.
This is a capuchin monkey. They've been in the news a lot this year.
Loose
escaped.
North of Charlotte in North Carolina.
Shush. No.
He didn't immediately start messing with the power lines, did he?
No. This was not any point of concern for the monkey. And in fact, the monkey escaped for some days. Until you might ask, this happened. They were hit by a car. But it's okay. They were fine, and they were taken back to the zoo. So actually getting hit by the car was sort of a blessing.
It was kind of a lesson.
It was.
As well, this was cosmic justice. Cosmic monkey justice from the big monkey in the up in the sky.
Don't get beyond your remit. Don't explore the world. Get back in your pen. That is the lesson. But, I mean, that is an adorable-looking monkey, to be fair. I'm not sure it's the same one.
Stock photo, but still white-faced capuchin monkeys, cute little
they
guys.
Do all look the same anyway, so there is that. And there is an actual positive news story that scientists were able to excuse me. Right, I'm staying up there then. There was an anti-aging breakthrough, and stem cells were able to reverse the signs of aging in monkeys. So it seems
great,
like scientists...
immortal monkeys.
So they're going to
Peter
become...
Peter Thiel is watching this with great interest, as is that Brian Johnson, the guy who shares the name with AC/DC's vocalist.
That guy's actually kind of funny. He's got a sense of humour about him.
He does, even if he does, like, track him and his son's boners at night. Now that's some monkey business right there.
Some weird father-son bonding experiences there. Bit of friendly competition between father and son.
Yeah, that's what the whole thing is about, is so that he can prove to his son that he gets stronger morning glory. Oh, he is funny though.
He is funny, if not a little bit strange. So apparently Chinese scientists have genetically engineered stem cells capable of rejuvenating the health, including the cognition, of aged macaques. Super stem cells, as they call them, improve the memory of monkeys while protecting against neurodegeneration. The super stem cells prevented age-related bone loss while rejuvenating over 50% of 61 tissues analysed. And treatment with stem cells reduced inflammation and senescent cells, which are cells which accumulate to promote aging. So it's pretty comprehensive. So presumably this might lead to anti-aging breakthroughs in human beings as well, because we are indeed primates, unfortunately. Although I haven't been throwing rocks at Indian people.
Not that you could prove.
Not that anyone can prove in a court of law. But speaking of which, this isn't really that much in the way of news, but I thought it was funny and I wanted to include it anyway. That in October, a monkey stole a little girl's phone.
This isn't serious monkey news, Josh. What are you wasting our time with here? Mm-hmm.
So some girl was doing a cringe dance and she sort of backed away. I presume she saw a monkey and she ran away.
People think like, oh my...
And then the monkey runs away with the phone, just like, enough of this cringe.
Yeah. Get a real job, says the monkey. Mm-hmm.
The monkey is the cringe police, and I think this warms my heart. Monkeys enforcing, no cringe policies on young kids. I don't know whether she got her phone back.
I mean, the fact that we've got the video, was this being filmed live? Was it being broadcast? If she was
this could have been published on the monkey's Instagram. Who knows?
Only makes sense. Mm-hmm. But if this was being filmed live, if you were watching the live stream, can you? If you want to, like, three people watching the live stream, can you imagine, like, seeing her, like, the fear? She starts to back away. Oh my god! What am I about to see? Monkey.
Many such cases. So monkeys don't even have to be real to cause problems. In New Jersey. I think people were sending AI videos to the police and telling them that there were wild monkeys on the loose in New Jersey. And apparently they realized it was a hoax. And that actually people were using AI to fool the police.
So this was not a wild goose chase. This was a wild monkey chase.
Mm-hmm. Except there were no wild monkeys. They were all made up.
Oh my god.
Mind-blowing.
Dastardly.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think for the most anticipated story, monkey news of the year. And this is one that I got sent incessantly, by the way. So please stop sending it to me. Please. No more sending me this story. But we're going to see it in full. I'm sure you must have heard about this one, Harry. I'm going to play this a little bit.
And this is a story that sounds like it came out of a movie. Officials in Mississippi
the 28
had to
days
conduct
later story.
An urgent search for dangerous research monkeys who escaped from a crash wreckage on a highway. Authorities say a truck carrying nearly two dozen rhesus monkeys from Tulane University overturned. Authorities warning they might be aggressive towards people and were potentially affected with hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID.
That's not a good cocktail, is it?
Watch out for the AIDS monkeys! AIDS monkeys on the loose! Do not get bitten by the AIDS monkeys! If you see the AIDS monkeys, do not go and take a photo with the AIDS monkeys!
Might bite you. Also, this phone call's hilarious.
21 monkeys that was on this, got five of them on the run. They may have to neutralize something out here in a minute.
We're gonna have to shoot the AIDS monkeys. That guy sounds drunk. He probably thinks he's imagining the whole thing.
And one of my favourite things, sorry for another news report, but I couldn't find the original clip anywhere, was this cop's reaction to this. So they're rhesus monkeys, RH, that's how it's spelled, not a different way. But let's hear what he has to say.
Dude, they're everywhere out here. There's freaking like 10 of them.
Deputies in Mississippi rolled up to a scene they seemingly couldn't believe.
What kind of monkeys are these, Cornell?
They're rhesus.
Rhesus? Like the peanut butter
cup? Racist monkey.
No, he says like the peanut butter cup. Racist monkeys.
It sounds like racist monkey.
There are racist monkeys on the loose and they've got AIDS.
The racist AIDS monkeys will only approach white people. If you are black, you will not be approached by the racist AIDS monkeys.
Mm-hmm. And now, prepare for what I can only describe as a scene from a video game.
My God, I've played this mission before.
It's a lost mission from Doom, I think.
Yeah. What the hell?
Contain the area! They're everywhere!
Coming in through the walls, man.
I don't want to play again.
It's the noise as well. And the
jump scare warning for the audience.
It's like, you know those sort of old arcade games that you'd play where you had to point the gun at the screen?
Yeah, this
and
is,
the things would just jump out at you?
This is like the secret lost level of House of the Dead 2, where the zombie monkeys begin to swarm and attack.
I couldn't believe this one.
This is proper 28 Days Later stuff.
Mm-hmm. It really
is. Whatever happened to the racist AIDS monkeys?
Oh, we'll be getting to that, don't
we? Oh, okay.
So there were 21 that crashed. 8 managed to escape. 5 of those were fatally shot on the scene. But 3 of them escaped.
Says, monkey rights groups are saying that this was an injustice. The ACLU is taking the police to court over this.
Yeah, the police practices were barbaric.
Yep. Mm-hmm. One monkey was knelt on for 9 minutes. No.
Too overt. So one of the 3 escaped monkeys was shot by a mother.
Oh my
Fox God. News with breaking news.
Well, this morning, we're hearing from the Mississippi mother who shot and killed one of those escaped lab monkeys.
You know, a lot of people are saying, why?
Right?
She said she did it to protect her kids. This happened Sunday at the home in Heidelberg, Mississippi, between Meridian and Hattiesburg, and real close to...
Blimey.
Listen, this was a racist AIDS monkey. If it bit her children, they would be infected with AIDS and racism. The mum's got to protect her kids, okay? Mm-hmm. That's just how it goes.
And what made me laugh is this did transform into a sort of film because a small town preacher shot one of the last lab monkeys, the second one that was escaped. I wonder if I can find the video. There he is. This guy.
Small town preacher.
He went out hunting the monkey.
I just like the idea that the monkey, he's been like hunting him for days. In my head, there's an entire movie here. This guy's been like, the monkey's attacked one of his family members. He swears revenge. He's out in the woods for days hunting him down. There's a few near misses. And eventually, one night, he almost gets him, but he's out of ammo. And he puts his hands up. And the monkey thinks he's got him. The monkey's about to go in for the kill. And he flicks his wrist, and out of the sleeve of his...
There's a last magazine.
There's a small pistol, and he gets one shot off.
Right in the head.
Yeah, right between the eyes, and it's done. And it's a transformative experience, you know. Something like that you go through, you don't know if you can come back. Mm-hmm. But revenge is served cold.
The last racist monkey is off the streets. Well, actually,
Someone's got to make that. Someone's got to make that film. Michael Bay, if you're interested in the rights to that film, mm-hmm. hit me up.
So, some good news is that the last AIDS monkey was captured safely and not shot. I don't know who did that, but respect to you. They might have been bitten, but at least it has a somewhat happy ending, I suppose. So, getting to November, this is getting towards the end of our monkey news. I found this very amusing, and this was a story from the Associated Press, you know, known for very important journalism, talking about in Japan's Northern Alps, residents were battling monkeys to protect their homes and farms. And apparently, they've now employed people who catch the monkeys and put GPS trackers on them. And they're called monkey chasing squads. And they actually herd the macaques away from farms and homes because the monkeys were damaging the crops, estimated to be worth billions of yen, around the area. And apparently, this is a direct quote from the article. Wearing bright orange vests that human ring bells, humans even, not human, sorry, I've been spending too much time with the monkeys, blow whistles and strike rocks and trees with walking sticks as they weave through the bamboo and brush. Using GPS trackers, they follow the monkeys' movements and radio teams to close in when nearby. The aim is to herd the animals back into the mountains away from the farms and homes. But it sounds like they've got a whole military operation here. Like tracking the monkeys, they're cutting them off, ambushing them.
Predator style.
Yeah, these monkey squads are hiding in the woods covered in mud, like blending in with the environment. Yeah,
the invisible high-tech monkeys.
So, something a bit more wholesome. Apparently, the first kiss dated back 21 million years, say scientists, and apparently this goes on for quite some time. I'm not going to read all of it. They found that kissing is in lots of other primates, and they presume that our last common ancestor with other primates may well have kissed, and so they're using this to estimate that it is 21 million year old behaviour, and so it's very ingrained into us, according to them, but also they are just inferring it based on speculation. So this isn't the best finding in the world. They're basically saying, we looked at some DNA and we thought about some stuff. Which isn't the most scientific thing in the world, to be
honest. It's what a lot of scientists do, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just an interesting tidbit. Don't take it too seriously.
A lot of science is just inference. Aww.
See? So there you go.
Heartwarming monkey news to end the year with.
And heartwarming for the monkeys as well, because this was announced only a few days before I put this together, that the CDC, or the Center for Disease Control, is to end all monkey research. And
that study's related to HIV, so once and for all, the threat of AIDS monkeys can be eliminated.
From the United States. But don't forget, the AIDS monkeys are still out there.
In China, probably. Mm-hmm. Chinese.
Africa, certainly.
Chinese and African AIDS monkeys.
And so, with that said,
what? I heard Samson laugh. Why did you laugh at that, Samson?
There's nothing funny here.
Oh, okay, all right.
But on that nice heartwarming note, I hope you have a nice Christmas and watch out for AIDS monkeys.